A little boy once asked his father, "If you know where something is it lost?" "Of course not," was the reply. It turned out that the boy had accidentally dropped Dad's watch off the end of the pier. Usually, of course, when we say that we have lost something, we do mean simply that we don't know where it is. But the word lost has a deeper meaning, too. That something is out of reach and gone. A gambler may lose a fortune, never to regain it. A sportsman will lose his speed and agility as he gets older. Worse still, a moment's carelessness in the factory, in the home, or in crossing a road, you may lose an eye or a limb or even life itself. How much sorrow lost things cause. How much tragedy can be wrapped up in the little word lost. If we feel the sorrow of losing something that we value and treasure, how greatly must God grieve over lost men and women. The wonderful message that the Bible brings is that God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to seek and to save those who were lost and cut off from him. Jesus spoke about things that were lost in Luke 14-16, the Bible's lost and found column, if you will. Here are some of the things it contains. First, in Luke 15:4-7, there's a lost sheep. Sheep have a well-known tendency to wander, to get themselves into places of danger, and blindly to follow other sheep. The Bible says, "All we like sheep have gone astray," Isaiah 53. These words apply to all of us. Like sheep, we have wandered away from God, blindly following a way which seemed right to us, wanting to do our own thing. But when Jesus told the story of the lost sheep, he also spoke of the shepherd who went after the sheep until he found it, and he brought it back on his shoulders, rejoicing. Jesus himself is this shepherd. He came into the world for the very purpose of finding lost sheep like you and me. He went all the way to Calvary, where he died for our sins, so that he, as a great shepherd, might bring us back to God. I'm so thankful that over 30 years ago, I realized that I was a lost sheep, and I praise God, the shepherd found me in my sin. He forgave me and cleansed me. But let's look at something else that we find lost in the 15th of Luke's gospel. It's a lost silver piece. This teaches us another important meaning of the word lost. Silver is precious. And the woman in that story had lost a piece of silver, so she searched her house from top to bottom until she found it. And God, friend, is searching for you like that because he places great value upon you. As he searches, why don't you allow yourself to come to Christ? Say, "Here I am, Lord. Save me for Christ's sake." And then in Luke 15:11-32, there's the story of the lost son. This is one of the most famous stories in the Bible. A certain man had two sons, it begins, and the younger of him said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of good that falls to me." And he divided his estate between them. And not many days after, the younger man gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there squandered his wealth in riotous living. Does your life story begin like that? Whether we realize it or not, this is really the life story of each one of us. We've all taken the good things God gave us and wasted them in pleasing ourselves. Perhaps someone listening today is at the next stage in the young man's history. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself unto a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the pigs. And he would gladly have filled his belly with the husk which the pigs were eating, but no one gave to him. Eventually, his thoughts turned to home, and he set off to retrace his steps. And hoping that his father might allow him in, he made his way home. Thank God, the story tells us, the father was watching. And while he was a great way off, the father came out to welcome him. Friend, today, if you are lost, God the Father would welcome you home. Time won't permit, but in Luke 16, there's also a story of the lost soul that died and in hell lift up his eyes, being in torment. It's not necessary that you go that route. Today, you can become a saved soul. You can become a child of God, a Christian, a possessor of eternal life, if you'll come believingly. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Will you trust Christ today for your soul's sake? To the glory of God. Amen.